Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about clothes. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
I think it's fair to say that every group of people is expected to dress in a certain way. But that doesn't mean that there aren't people in those groups who don't mind being different. Take golfers, for example. As a rule, they're quite conservatively dressed. But there is one who is not afraid to wear something that others might regard as outrageous. He's been seen playing in shocking pink trousers, lime green pullovers, and fluorescent yellow shirts. So, when you're watching golf on TV, you can immediately recognize him even before the camera zooms in or the commentator mentions his name.
Speaker 2.
It's not unusual for companies to have dress codes these days. And in most cases, these firms allow their employees to wear whatever they want on one day a week. The vast majority take advantage of this freedom to choose what to put on and wear something less formal. There are some, though, who don't change and go to work in the same kind of clothes every day. Apparently, their reason for maintaining a formal look is that they wouldn't be able to focus if they were casually dressed. They say it would be as if they weren't going to work and would therefore put them in the wrong frame of mind.
Speaker 3.
Isn't the whole idea of fashion to give people a choice? I mean, just imagine what it would be like if everyone dressed the same. And yet there are so many people who are not willing to experiment and find their own individual style. Their whole wardrobe consists of clothes that link them with a particular group. More likely than not, it's because they would prefer to belong rather than be an individual. I suppose there is some logic in this. By and large, humans are social in their behaviour. So, by dressing in a particular way, they can achieve an identity which is readily accepted by a certain group in society.
Speaker 4.
If there's one question I dislike answering, it's one that asks for my opinion of somebody's clothes. What do you think of my new dress, for example? Is the type of question that can cause all sorts of problems. I'm no actor, and I pride myself on being honest, perhaps too honest at times. The last time I was asked such a question, the person who wanted my opinion had bought a dress that was almost identical to the one she'd seen her favourite film star wearing. It must have cost her a fortune, but it just didn't suit her, and it certainly didn't do for her what it had done for her idol. I'm sure she isn't alone in mistakenly believing that clothes can bring about a sudden magical transformation.
Speaker 5.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Well, it definitely applies to the way people make judgments about others based on what they're wearing. I'm not saying it's impossible to reach any correct conclusions about people in this way. What I am saying, though, is that people shouldn't be judged on their clothes alone. There are many reasons why somebody might be dressed in a way that makes them appear to be what they are not. They might be unable to afford new clothes, or they might be trying to create a false impression to gain something. That's why you should keep the book and its cover saying in mind when you meet somebody new.
Now you'll hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I think it's fair to say that every group of people is expected to dress in a certain way. But that doesn't mean that there aren't people in those groups who don't mind being different. Take golfers, for example. As a rule, they're quite conservatively dressed. But there is one who is not afraid to wear something that others might regard as outrageous. He's been seen playing in shocking pink trousers, lime green pullovers, and fluorescent yellow shirts. So, when you're watching golf on TV, you can immediately recognize him even before the camera zooms in or the commentator mentions his name.
Speaker 2.
It's not unusual for companies to have dress codes these days. And in most cases, these firms allow their employees to wear whatever they want on one day a week. The vast majority take advantage of this freedom to choose what to put on and wear something less formal. There are some, though, who don't change and go to work in the same kind of clothes every day. Apparently, their reason for maintaining a formal look is that they wouldn't be able to focus if they were casually dressed. They say it would be as if they weren't going to work and would therefore put them in the wrong frame of mind.
Speaker 3.
Isn't the whole idea of fashion to give people a choice? I mean, just imagine what it would be like if everyone dressed the same. And yet there are so many people who are not willing to experiment and find their own individual style. Their whole wardrobe consists of clothes that link them with a particular group. More likely than not, it's because they would prefer to belong rather than be an individual. I suppose there is some logic in this. By and large, humans are social in their behaviour. So, by dressing in a particular way, they can achieve an identity which is readily accepted by a certain group in society.
Speaker 4.
If there's one question I dislike answering, it's one that asks for my opinion of somebody's clothes. What do you think of my new dress, for example, is the type of question that can cause all sorts of problems. I'm no actor, and I pride myself on being honest, perhaps too honest at times. The last time I was asked such a question, the person who wanted my opinion had bought a dress that was almost identical to the one she'd seen her favourite film star wearing. It must have cost her a fortune. But it just didn't suit her, and it certainly didn't do for her what it had done for her idol. I'm sure she isn't alone in mistakenly believing that clothes can bring about a sudden magical transformation.
Speaker 5.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Well, it definitely applies to the way people make judgments about others based on what they're wearing. I'm not saying it's impossible to reach any correct conclusions about people in this way. What I am saying, though, is that people shouldn't be judged on their clothes alone. There are many reasons why somebody might be dressed in a way that makes them appear to be what they are not. They might be unable to afford new clothes, or they might be trying to create a false impression to gain something. That's why you should keep the book and its cover saying in mind when you meet somebody new.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.